your first five-set thriller at Franklin the other day. Talk about that. That long match, but that happens. It wasn't your first. Well, it was your first this season, but probably might not be your last five-set thriller. But what a great win on the road, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it really was. We really struggled, kind of just struggled consistently through the match. So to be able to pull that out and get that win was a really big deal for the girls. And I know in the first set, Franklin really jumped out on us and got up 8-0 in that first set. And we came back and actually won that set and then the second set. And then just some errors and stuff and some up and down energy. But I was just super, super happy with how the girls responded and how physically they were just able to get through that match. So I was really happy for them.
Coaches kind of like to see that, maybe not every night with a five-setter, but occasionally just to see what your team can do in case one comes up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So far this season, we've kind of been a team to jump out and then kind of hit cruise control and just finish, so it was not good to see that we can come back. I told the girls we definitely don't want to have to come back from deficits like that, but it was good to see that they were able to do that and mentally able just to keep themselves in the game and, you know, just kind of fight back and get back into those matches.
Had a chance to watch you down at Cambridge, of course, that weekend, and watch the Norton game. I know you had three matches down there, came out 2-1, and I know you'll hopefully get a rematch. Maybe it might not be until conference tournament or something, but maybe it might be sooner than later against Cambridge. You'd like to get a rematch with them, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes. We are really looking forward to that and hoping that that happens. They're a really good team, and that first set against Cambridge is so far the best set that we've played this season, so I was really happy for our girls. Just some serve-receive errors and passing errors that got us out of system a little bit, and they play really well out of system, and their defense was just really good. We did not have very many kills in that match, but super excited for the girls to have another shot at them because I really think we can hang with them and play some good volleyball with them.
And then a Norton team, I think that was their first matches of the year, if I'm not mistaken, down at that tournament. They had some swingers. They had some good hitters that you got through and had a nice win against.
Yes, yeah, their outsides were really, really strong, really strong. And that's kind of where our block is the smallest. So I was really impressed with Gracie Goings and Alexis Vandman. They played some really tough defense on that outside corner, so they did a really good job. And just, you know, finding holes and stuff to try to pull those outsides out of system is kind of what we were trying to do, and it worked. And the girls did a really good job. That tournament was a really good tournament for us, and I was really proud of the kids.
Feel like your rotation, what the girls you're putting on the floor, your rotation after five matches is really starting to come around for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep, and that's kind of the rotation we ran all summer, too, so it's something the girls are really settling into. We've changed some blocking stuff, just who's blocking where and, you know, different things like that, but they are adjusting to that, and that's kind of just where we're struggling right now is just blocking and stuff. But, yeah, I feel really solid about our rotation and the roles that all these kids are playing, and they're doing a really great job of embracing their roles and just really playing hard and making the best of it.
You're going to go Thursday, Saturday, and get a rematch with Rollins County and St. Francis, Kansas, and a couple of Kansas teams making their way up and hopefully add to that win total.
Yes, yes, I hope so. Rollins County is definitely super scrappy, so we, you know, are on our toes and prepared for that. And St. Francis always puts together a team that, you know, they've always got really strong hitters. And I think that'll be a really good game for us, too, just a really competitive, solid game to, you know, keep pushing the girls and getting better in the places that we struggle in. So we're excited for it.
And that Hitchcock County invite on Saturday, if I remember, the teams are still going to be there once again with the likes. I think Axtell comes over. You see what Maywood Hay Center comes over. Your team's going to be there. You want to be playing for a championship that day, don't you?
Yes, very, very much so. Yes, we'd like to really get a crack at Alma or Maywood Hay Center. That's kind of where our goal is for, you know, this tournament. So hopefully the girls can show up and, you know, perform. They're all super just mentally in it. We're trying to just have that big game mentality no matter who we're playing. And so far they've really embraced that. So we are excited and hope to play a lot of really competitive volleyball on Saturday.
Have they told you the pools and who's in what pool of that one yet?
We play Arapahoe and Axtell, and then Alma, Maywood Hay Center, and Hitchcock are in the other side.
Yeah, who can forget Alma? Gosh, the Cardinals haven't lost a match yet either.
No, they are really solid, and, you know, they beat Cambridge as well, and really proud of Coach Schuler. I'm really good friends with Coach Schuler, so I'm excited to see her also. So, and hopefully get a shot at her team, and it'll be a really fun match for the girls if we can get there.
Yeah, and the matches are going to come fast and furious after that, Coach. It was Southwest the following Tuesday, Paxton tournament, Brady tournament. They're really going to come in a hurry, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yep, they are. We're trying to condition any chance that we get just to keep the girls, you know, in shape, which I feel like we are in a really good place as far as conditioning stuff, but just also just that mental and just honing in on our skills. You know, passing and serving is definitely where we do most of our focus in practice, so just continuing to, you know, keep the girls bought into that and pushing forward in those areas.